Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features, by the way, include the main site, which actually allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air here on Free Talk Live. You can go to freetalklive.com, get signed up for a free account. They're all free. They're not paid accounts. But you get signed up for one of the accounts, and then you can submit different things that you find interesting on the Internet. So whether it's a blog post or a news item or a video or audio of some sort, you can link to it via our website. Then our other listeners get to look at that, and they decide whether or not they like it or not. So they can vote it up or down, and you can vote things up and down. And the items with the most votes, the most positive votes, will make it to the top and the front page of our website, which means we're more likely to talk about it on the air. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. As we continue taking your phone calls about anything, we'll go to Brett, listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brett.
Hi, guys. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Is this Brett from School Sucks Podcast?
It is.
Oh, I was just out holding a sign for you today. We were out in front of the local high school with our School Sucks Podcast signage and a freekeen.com banner, and the school bus drivers don't seem to like us very much anymore.
I can imagine that. Yeah, I was gonna. I've been meaning to come out there one day from Manchester and join you guys, and I was gonna mention the show at the end of the call in case I screwed
well,
up my
like,
appearance,
I mean,
on live radio.
With all due respect, that seems like a long drive for what's literally no more than 10 minutes of activism.
We got in trouble handing out the CDs here on the seacoast.
Really?
So
in
yeah,
trouble in what way?
What's that?
You were handing out CDs of School Sucks Podcast to the kids at the high school?
No, we were doing it. We were doing it kind of in the mall parking lot, in what we thought was a public roadway area. It was actually a little bundle. It was the Free Talk Live CD and the School Sucks Podcast CD in one pack.
So, who did you get in trouble? Was it the mall that had a problem with it?
Which was fine because
sure.
As the officer came and explained to us that it was private property, so
right.
We, you know, said, well, we actually respect private property, so we'll leave. But it was a shame that they just couldn't come out and talk to us themselves, but that's all right.
Well, you can always go to the high school, and then you're on public property for sure. Although they don't like it when you actually cross onto the high school grounds, so we normally stand outside of that area just because we're already dealing with trespassing charges from having gone to the jail, and I don't think we're willing to rack up some more right now at this point in time. But if you're standing out in front of the high school, you can get at the very least all of the kids that are walking home. It's reaching the ones that have cars and the ones that are on the school buses that are tricky.
Yeah, and that's probably our next move. We're thinking about hitting the high school on
Great.
The seacoast. Of course, I also have a business out here that does tutoring, which was I was calling in response to a call I just heard from last night. So I'm kind of a little weary about mixing the two things, if you know what I mean, but those paths are going to cross sooner or later, I'm sure. So
what about tutoring? What were you calling in regards to?
You had a caller last night. I was actually just listening to the podcast from last night, and I was so flustered by this gentleman named Russ from Texas who called. I shut it off right away and called you guys immediately. But he was claiming that he had worked for a tutoring company. The whole thrust of his call was that he was worried about the lack of government oversight. And the example that he gave was people misusing No Child Left Behind money. And I actually had some experience a while back with that whole No Child Left Behind tutoring, that a company I was working for got involved with that. And I just thought it was interesting and a little frustrating that he thought it was a good example of the need for government oversight to talk about how government money is being misused once it's stolen and given to somebody else.
Absolutely.
So what's your experience with this No Child Left Behind money?
Well, it was a couple of years back, another company that I was working for got this tutoring. This has been going on for some time. And I've heard this left-wing argument that No Child Left Behind is some kind of conspiracy to privatize education, which is like the most dangerous and insane thing the government would ever want to do. It's perfect for them the way it is right now. But the real purpose of it was to kind of get a national curriculum. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, I hate to admit it, but when I did this kind of work where I was being paid, I mean, this is not something I would want to do anymore, but when I was being paid with the district's money, you cannot imagine a bigger demotivator than that. Because if the kids didn't show up, you just get paid anyway. Like, you just got paid for doing nothing for an hour. Mm-hmm. If they canceled, you would just get paid. So I like I said, I hate to admit it, but you would almost kind of, your motivation would be to wish the kid didn't show up.
Right, and if you can imagine somebody who doesn't, the morals don't tickle them as much or whatever, if you can imagine what it's like for them, they'll just, you know, they'll do whatever it takes to get the kid not to show up.
Yeah, exactly. And it was a real glimpse, although it was brief, inside the mind of the public school bureaucracy. And I'm not saying that everybody who works in the system has that mindset, but I could not believe just how demotivating it was to know that I was going to get paid no matter what I did. In the tutoring, the guy was right. He was talking about having some automated voice tutor these kids. So that's like the perfect complement to what the content was. It was just like the worst brain dead busy work that you could possibly imagine, and kids were just made so miserable by the experience. And it really was like going back 3 years and just kind of giving them the math they had, and if they were middle school kids, like the math they had in fifth grade.
This guy was saying, as I understood it, that there were certain companies that were getting government contracts through this No Child Left Behind money or something like that, mm-hmm. That would allow them to make something to the tune of $75 to $90 an hour, from taxpayer dollars, to essentially have kids on a phone line pressing 1, 2, 3, and 4, that kind of thing, for their answers to the questions with some automated voice. It sounds incredibly awful.
Well, I would say that a reasonable market rate per hour for a tutor is probably around $50 per hour.
You mean for like a real tutor with a real human being in the room with you, right?
Right, right. So the fact that it was automated, that it was just completely useless busy work, and they were charging twice as much, that totally makes sense to me. As far as when you consider where the money is coming from and who
right.
is so, ordering
so
the
he
service.
Was so he was accurate in what he was talking about, apparently, but as you point out, his solution, which is more government, is not going to solve the problem. The problem is created by the government in the first place, and you can't fix government-created problems by adding on extra levels of bureaucracy on top of the existing problems.
No, you're right. Yeah, they tried that in the Soviet Union,
exactly.
And it didn't work.
Who watches the watchers, and so on and so on and so on.
Exactly.
Thanks,
so
Brett.
I was a little bit flustered by that call, so I wanted to just put my thoughts in immediately on that, and that's it.
Thanks
for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. That's Brett over at the School Sucks Podcast. You can go to schoolsuckspodcast.com. to enjoy his program, which is very, very good, and it's Osborne approved. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Robert in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Yeah, hey, guys. I just had a quick, it's not really a very intense question, but I was just kind of like, I guess you could say, woke up about maybe a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And I listened to GCN at work, and so kind of all I knew was Alex Jones, maybe some Derry Brownfield, Catherine Albright, that's about it. So I listened to you guys yesterday because I've been working late, and it was kind of offbeat of what I guess Alex would be parroting so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, this is kind of weird, you know. And I was like, well, what would Alex say about, you know, what these guys are saying about Ron Paul, Rand Paul, the Constitution, whatever. So I thought I would call in to you guys since I'm still at work, and I can right now, so and see what you guys have to say about Alex Jones. And
great. Let's talk about it here in a moment. Hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live's view on conspiracy theories. We'll find out exactly what he's looking for here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, America. How do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREETRIAL. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com features, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, there have been a lot of moments. You can go and download them all the way back to the beginning of 2009 in our podcast. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the archives completely free.
Have you tried to lose weight but failed? I've developed, with the help of some experts, a super concentrated weight loss formula. All you have to do is take the pills. You don't have to change your lifestyle in any way. And I price them so you can spend less than a dollar a day to lose the weight you've been trying to get rid of. Go to LumaThinPlus.com. You can check it out and see my silly little sales pitch there at LumaThinPlus.com. The product's working for me, and I think it'll work for you.
All right, 800-259-9231. Back to Robert in Oklahoma. Robert, you'd called to tell us tonight that you're relatively new, as in the last 24 hours or so, to Free Talk Live, and that you'd been listening to our network. Now, for our radio listeners that don't know what we're talking about here, we're a syndicated talk radio program. In order to get to your radio station's transmitter, we come from a satellite. The signal gets onto the satellite from our network, which is the Genesis Communications Network. So, for instance, other shows have their networks, like Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh. They're on the Premier Radio Network. We're on the Genesis Communications Network. And so Genesis has a whole bunch of different shows that they offer 24 hours a day around the clock, and we're one of those shows.
Yeah, and Alex Jones is a big name, and the caller mentioned Alex Jones, a
right.
big name on Genesis.
Alex Jones is a big name on Genesis, not so big in the world of talk radio. Of course, neither are we. But Alex Jones has a certain message and a certain viewpoint. And it was a show that you were used to listening to. You mentioned him specifically, also Catherine Albrecht, who we've had on this program as a guest, who's the spy chips lady. She's all into privacy and really into privacy. And she's got her own show. And are you still with us, by the way, Robert?
I am.
Okay, great. So that was kind of your situation. You'd listened to a lot of some of the other programming on the network, and then you came across Free Talk Live, and you noticed immediately that it wasn't of the same ilk. That it was not cut from the same cloth, so to speak.
Exactly. You said it better than I did. It's and that's what I was turned on to at first, was Alex Jones. So all this time I've been a pretty loyal, I guess you could say, follower of his. And at first, you know, I came across a lot of this stuff about eugenics and all these government secrets and conspiracies. And I was like, well, you know, of course, the government, I figured at the time, because I was somewhat of a sheeple, that, well, of course, it's the government, CIA, FBI, you know, it's their job to keep secrets and look out for our best interests. And then Alex always has said that, you know, don't take my word for it, look it up, it's true. So I would look stuff up, and sure enough, it was true, and it really blew my mind. And I guess I listened to you guys last night and this evening, and some of your points were a little bit off, yeah, not cut from the same cloth. It was pretty interesting. I was wondering what your take was on Alex Jones and everything that he has to say about things. Because that's really all I've known pretty much for most of this time.
Well, you know, I've heard Alex Jones over the years on and off, and I've been around a few more years, and I'm the old guy of the show. And a lot of the things that Alex Jones says I've heard for many years, and at first I thought they were kind of kooky, and I even read books that friends lend me about these things, and I thought they were kind of kooky at first, but then over the years, as the years have unfolded, I've realized that a lot of them have come true. And so what I've seen of Alex is he does take articles. He doesn't just spout out, you know, conspiracy theories. He definitely tries to document what he says with even mainstream news articles, and he connects the dots. Sometimes people may not agree with the way he connects the dots, but I think that a lot of what he does is really good, succinct work.
Yeah, I'd say that we probably connect many of the dots that Alex Jones does, and I think he does really great work, and he does document himself well. And you know, he's been on this show before, and you know, as a caller, and his shtick is good, it's solid. But I think there's a few dots that we don't connect in the same way, and it's the sort of more speculative stuff.
Alex will take a news article, as Wayne referenced, and then he'll add his own speculation on top of it, as though it's all part of the absolute truth. Not
that
to say
true.
That you're going to get truth from a news article necessarily in the first place, but there's a lot of speculation involved and a lot of conspiracy. I actually found Alex Jones when I was younger, I think before I even started into talk radio, and I have a lot of respect for what he does from the perspective of his covering of the police state. I think he's spectacular at mm-hmm. doing that. I'm not such a fan of the elites are trying to kill everybody conspiracy theory. You know, this idea that
some
of it's legitimate. I mean, the Federal Reserve note is a big scam, and that was set up by some bankers. And you know, certainly there are people in search of power. My only issue is that the message, the constant message that you hear on the conspiracy shows, and I'm using that term for lack of a better one, is that there is this group, this cabal of people out there, call them the Bilderbergers, call them
the Trilateral Commission, yeah, the whatever.
And these groups do exist. I mean, these groups do exist. It's just a matter of what measuring what their true intent is.
And assigning whatever their true intent is to me doesn't matter. Assigning this perspective of these people are in control of everything, and you know the politicians are just puppets, and there's nothing that that you can do to stop them except send DVDs around to people.
The craziest part is when every natural disaster, and I don't know what Alex Jones says. I don't listen to the show all the time, but we do get some conspiracy callers on this show.
It's a cover up. Every natural disaster is a cover up.
Right.
And it was planned.
Every natural disaster was, all the natural disasters, Pompeii, I don't know how they managed to cause the volcano to erupt 4,000 years ago, but
machines do that.
Yeah. Right. So now there's a Wawa machine in Alaska that can make weather go bad all over the place. And you know, that's all the government's fault. And I tend to, to me, that sounds like crack pottery.
Yeah.
And I don't, and then there's some aspects to this sort of conspiracy theory stuff with the Bilderbergers and that kind of thing that smacks of crack pottery, too. I'm not saying it is. It may very well be true stuff, but people's, BS meters tend to go off. And I'm not interested in flicking people's BS meters. I'm interested in telling them just the cold hard facts that the government is a group of dangerous individuals that do not mind using force to get what they want from you, and that if you think that you can shuffle around the deck chairs of the Titanic, that you're still it's still going down, and it doesn't matter whether you put Democrats, Republicans, or super patriots or whatever on.
But the bottom line is that when you have a small group of bankers who basically have given a monopoly on the creation of money for most of the governments in the world, then they can just create the money and buy off whatever and whoever they want. So some of that does make sense if you follow the money and you follow the real power structure in this world.
That's
however,
all true.
However, the reason why I think that we're becoming more and more enslaved is that people are still asleep. They're in denial about what the power structure is. And as soon as people wake up and they refuse to participate, the whole thing collapses like a house of cards. And that's where I agree with Alex, that waking people up is important. And he doesn't even care if you duplicate his DVDs, which is a sign that he's not in for just the money.
Right, and I think that's good, and good on him for that. But the idea of waking people up, I think, is fine. It's just that the message with which you choose to wake them, I disagree with. And if you want to keep this discussion going, hang on, Robert. We'll bring you back for more.
One more question.
Hang on. 800-259-9231. I want to talk about the message that people wake up to here in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Jolly good.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Joining you here, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see it, and if you're a lady listener, you can become involved at shrine.freetalklive.com.
So we're talking on the show right now about people hearing the message of liberty and sort of waking up. And imagine if you'd always known the message of liberty. Well, you can have that for the child that's special to you, whether it's your child or a nephew or a niece or a friend's child, by simply getting them this book called An Island Called Liberty. If you look at children's books out there like, oh, The Giving Tree or other socialist nonsense that these kids are indoctrinated with, they need something to counteract that. And I think that An Island Called Liberty is a great book for that. I've got it for my son, Jack. He loves it. He reads it himself by jabbering to himself and pretending to read, and it's great. An Island Called Liberty. It's at freemarketunderdog.com. You can go there, see some samples, order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, so we go back to Robert listening in Oklahoma. Robert, you're back on Free Talk Live. You're a new listener to the program. You found us through our syndicate, the network, the radio network that puts us up on the satellite for radio stations to re-air this program. And so you're unusual in that our radio listeners don't really know the shows that you're talking about, most likely, because many of those shows are not on the same stations that we are. But you're somebody who's listening via our network, so you're familiar with some other programs, programs like Alex Jones, for instance, who's probably one of the most popular conspiracy-type shows.
Oh, I'd say he is.
Out there, yeah.
Unless
probably
you count Glenn Beck as a conspiracy show.
You might be able to. I don't know. but yeah, so...
But then if you count Glenn Beck, you can probably count us.
So I don't know if I would count this as a conspiracy show.
We believe that the Federal Reserve was started by an elite group of bankers, you know, with the intent of defrauding the American people.
Well,
you don't call that a conspiracy?
That's not a theory, though. That's not a conspiracy theory.
Somebody might call it that.
Sure. It's well documented if you read G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island.
Right. I think that the facts are pretty clear around the Federal Reserve and how it was created. We're not really delving into the realm of speculation, which is what we're talking about. Some of the differences between Free Talk Live and the conspiracy crowd out there. Robert, are you still with us?
I am.
Okay. For me, it's about the message, the overall message, the theme that is being purveyed on these programs. And I don't know what most of them are. I don't listen to most of them. I've seen most of Alex Jones's movies, but I've never really listened to his show. And I certainly haven't listened to any of the other ones. But I do have an idea of what this is about because so many of the people that listen to those shows will call this program, you know, because they'll hear us on the same network and they'll call in and they'll think, they'll presume that we're just like these other shows, and then they end up being shocked that in point of fact we're not. And I think that the message that is purveyed on the other shows is a very destructive one. And for some people, it may indeed wake them up. As you mentioned, you feel like you've been woken up, and I think that's great. And I think that there are people that can escape from the grasp of what I'm about to describe, but I don't know how many of them there are. And what I'm talking about is the message of defeatism. And the idea being that, well, there's this group of elites out there, and they control everything. The politicians are just their puppets. They run the banks, they run the system, they run everything, and they're doing it all for power. They've got plenty of money, they're doing it all for power, etc. They want to destroy 80% of the world's population, so they can turn the other 20% into their slave force. And I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff out there about how in control these people are. They're so in control that they're able to mastermind these natural disasters, or mastermind 9/11, or you know, these false flag operations and all that. And so even though on one hand we tend to see government as very incompetent and kind of bumbling and you know, really unable to accomplish anything at a decent cost and in an efficient manner, these folks see the government as being this tool of this tool for these evil elitists to use and sculpt the world to their liking. And it's, you know, you hear the commercials about get ready for the end, build your underground bunker, get nuke alert, and you know, all these products that are designed to prepare you for this belief that there's this inevitable coming of total utter chaos and destruction, that it's all been prearranged by the world elites so as to release some sort of virus into the population, destroy 80% of the population, etc. And to me, it's a very defeatist mentality, the idea that, well, what can you do?
Yeah, how can you win?
Well, if you really believe that the elites are in control of everything, and then why are you pushing to have a 9/11 investigation? Don't you believe that the elites are going to control that too? Like, you think they're going to bring their buddies up on charges? I mean, what you think the government's going to investigate itself?
And is the government going to call Alex Jones and ask him to run the 9/11 commission?
Yeah. So they focus, the conspiracy people focus on things that they really can't do anything about. Their answer is usually, well, we can change it if we just get enough DVDs out there. And then if we put all our DVDs out there and we bring people on board and we wake them up, then something's going to happen. People will vote for Ron Paul, and that'll change everything.
Well, you know, there's no question that I think that most of society in this country and in others live in this media and an education-induced matrix where they're taught to kind of worship the government, the state, and that the state's the answer to all their problems. And to that, I would say that Alex Jones is showing them just how bad the state is, as we do sometimes, too.
Okay, he's showing them how bad they are in that he's doing a good job of pointing out the police state and the rise of the state's control over people. But he's not pointing out the idea that the concept of the state is bad. He's not pointing out the idea that the idea of the state itself is the real poisonous problem. That's the root of many of the problems that we have, that people believe in this fiction, basically, that we call government. He's not pointing those things out. He may be pointing some of the right things out, but it's the solutions that I disagree with, and it's the general message that I disagree with. The message of the conspiracy shows is, well, you're screwed. 80% of the people are going to be eliminated from the face of the earth. The best thing you can do is buy a bunch of crap, put it in your underground bunker, and prepare for the end. Whereas our viewpoint is, and I think I can speak for us all here, the viewpoint of Free Talk Live is that freedom does have a chance, and it requires you to take personal action to advance freedom. That means becoming a better communicator about what liberty means, to understand it yourself personally, and then to be as effective as you possibly can and grow in your effectiveness at communicating the ideas of liberty to others so they can absorb the ideas and they can transmit them to other people as well. But it's more than just about communicating and turning people on to shows like Free Talk Live or School Sucks or whatever other liberty-oriented shows there are out there. It's more than just turning people on. It's also about encouraging them to do something more than just expressing a message or a viewpoint. And what I mean by that is joining the Free State Project, getting together with other like-minded people who believe the same as you do. That's what the Free State Project is all about. They're a sponsor of this show, but we've been promoting them from long before the point at which they were a sponsor. Getting involved in things like non-cooperation and civil disobedience and basically putting it out there that if you want things to change, you have to change yourself first. You have to come to the understanding that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and you have to take steps to act more free in your life. And of course, the best place to do that is, like I said, around others. So that's kind of my spew on why it is that we're different from these other shows. Your thoughts?
Yeah, okay. So I have some things to input here. There's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of hearsay out there, and a lot of it you can't weed between, you know. But there was, like, something mentioned earlier about the Constitution. I guess one of you were a constitutionalist at one point.
I'd say and then all of us were.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yeah, that's kind of where I am right now, and I see nothing wrong with it. I'm like, yeah, Constitution's the backbone of our country. And then there was something brought up about the defending the borders earlier.
I definitely want to give you the chance to get into it.
Yeah, you talked too long, and so we
had to answer the question, Mark. It's an involved answer. Hang on, we'll bring it back, Robert. Let's talk about the Constitution and whatever else he wants to bring up here. As a new listener is with us, 800-259-9231, we're going to lay it all out. The Constitution of No Authority is what I'd recommend. It's a Lysander Spooner document from the 1800s, and it's quite an eye-opener. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at KidEssentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at Parenthood.com/YourFamilyToday.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves dialing toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program, you can help support the show by shopping with us. Amazon.freetalklive.com is where to go. You just enter through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of Amazon's net. So you can actually percentage of their gross. You can go to Amazon.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done in dozens of categories. You can even buy used items if you need to save a few extra bucks. So start your shopping and help Free Talk Live get the stuff you need. Get us a few extra bucks by going to Amazon.freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, and up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We go back to Robert in Oklahoma. New to the show, Robert, you had some questions. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just curious. Since I've tuned into this whole, I guess, kind of liberty-oriented movement, whatever you want to call it, I've heard a whole lot about the Constitution and things like defending our borders, which are a couple things that you guys kind of were on the offense about earlier and yesterday, and I was kind of, like, taken aback by that, and I was just curious about all that. And also, I mean, we kind of talked about the conspiracy theories and the hearsay and speculation. And I was just curious, because I live in Oklahoma City, what your take is on the Oklahoma City bombing.
I assume that the Oklahoma – you know, I don't know – I would not propose to know what happened, the Oklahoma City bombing. All I can assume to know is what they put in the news. And, you know, do I believe them? No. I think that the news lies to me. I think they spoon-feed that crap from the politicians, and I can't imagine they told us the truth.
I'll take the same position I take on 9/11, and that is that I don't believe the government story, and I don't know if the conspiracy stories are correct either. Wayne, your thoughts?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I really don't profess to know what happened, but everything, both of those events felt very icky to me, and there's just too much information that's gotten out that's contrary to the official story.
So let me touch on the Constitution aspect. Okay, Robert?
Great.
So, you know, we on this show have all been sort of the constitutionalist types. I'm going to assume that my opinion on the Constitution mirrors yours and that you believe that it is a limiting small government document that we have somehow gotten away from.
Uh-huh. And the Bill of Rights and all that. It's all
right.
The right to bear arms. It's all, you know, the way it should be, but it's the way it's not.
Right. And so I think that one thing that we could probably say is that I believe the Constitution doesn't go far enough, and there's some ways that I would change it if, assuming the government looked the way I believe the Constitution intends for it to look, there would still be some things that I don't think that I think the Constitution goes too far on. However, I don't think that anybody would listen to me if we were in a world where the government operated under the ideas of the Constitution. I probably never would have gotten to that point where I believed that the Constitution doesn't go far enough anyway, because, well, the government would be, the federal government would be so small, so unintrusive that, you know, nobody would really think about it very often. But in fact, it is not. So, I guess our opinion on the Constitution, at least my opinion on the Constitution, is that either the Constitution condones this activity, meaning that your opinion and my opinion on the Constitution really don't matter. The only people's opinion on the Constitution are the Supreme Court justices. They're the ones who interpret it, and that's what the Constitution says. So therefore, you know, even what the Constitution says doesn't matter, because it is what it says is interpreted by the Supreme Court justices. It could be covered in nonsensical bits of you know, scribblings, and the Supreme Court justices, they interpret it. So the fact that you and I read something that they read differently, it doesn't matter what we say, because the Constitution says that what they say matters. And that so either the Constitution authorizes what we have today, or it failed to do what it was supposed to do. So that's what I see the Constitution as.
Okay, great. I mean, so the Constitution could say that the sky is green. But if a Supreme Court justice or whomever, a small little group of people, say that the sky is, in fact, not green, it's actually red, then, hey, Constitution doesn't matter anymore, right?
Oh, no, the Constitution says that the sky is red. If the Constitution says the sky is green and they interpret it to say the sky is red, then the sky is red according to the Constitution, because they are the ones who interpret it. That's what I'm trying to say.
I tend to agree with what Mark's saying. To add a little bit to it, the other point about the Constitution I think that's important to bring up is that nobody who signed it is still around. And they didn't even sign it, as I understand it, as a contractual agreement. It was signed in witness thereof. So it never really was binding to anybody in the first place. You could say that the people who swear an oath to it are bound by it, but as we can see, they clearly aren't in any way, shape, or form bound by it. So so I am certainly not bound by it, as I've never sworn an oath to it, and I certainly do not, it's just, to me, it's a piece of paper. Had some nice ideas on it originally. I think it was a good try, you know, a good attempt at setting up a more humane, inhumane system. But
a less
I think
coercive
that,
system.
Yeah, I don't think there's any value in so-called getting back to the Constitution, because I don't think there's any value in having a federal government in the first place. Do you?
I don't, actually. I mean, and I agree. That makes a lot of sense. Maybe it was good 200 and some odd years ago.
Yeah.
Sure. Maybe not much now.
When people rode around on horseback, it makes perfectly good sense that we would have a representative form of government. If, in fact, you want the voice of the people to run the government, we could all do it on our smartphones now.
Right.
I mean, if that's really what you want.
But that's not what I want.
That's my
right.
rule.
I don't either.
I don't want
democracy. I think democracy stinks. And I think that anytime you let the vast majority of people vote on something, you're going to get what benefits
and
them.
And republics aren't so hot either, because it's just a democratic way of electing so-called representatives who in no possible way could represent you, because they can't represent anybody other than really themselves and their own interests. I mean, it's pretty much. Yeah.
And I think, I mean, really, either way, I think we're pretty much all screwed. This is what I've gathered from, I mean, Alex Jones and all that nonsense, but
well,
no matter what's going to happen, we're all screwed.
But
well,
if you could envision the ultimate civilized society, it probably wouldn't have a federal government. I'm sure it wouldn't. It would be decentralized down to the individual, where everyone interacts in a consensual manner, where people don't aggress against each other, where people live up to their agreements.
That's a society that sounds like something I want to build, that I want to work toward, and that's why I've joined the Free State Project. That's why I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. This is a solution that can bring that society about. It is not hopeless, and that is the
right.
message, in my opinion, that you hear on these other shows.
Right. The Free State Project is a message of hope, and it's working.
So what do you know about the Free State Project?
Well, what I've heard about it is from Catherine Albrecht, and, you know, I'm all behind it. The only problem is it's too dang cold up there.
Oh, wait a minute. Where are you from? Oklahoma City.
You know what I would have said when I was living in Sarasota, Florida about Oklahoma City?
I don't know.
I would have said it's too dang cold up there.
Really?
You know,
we're Florida natives, dude.
Yeah, I'm from Florida. Wayne, where did you you grew up in Connecticut, but you lived in Hawaii and Florida?
Yes.
Yeah, like what do you think the guys at Valley Forge were thinking about the weather when they were sitting there fighting the Redcoats for this constitutional freedom you were talking about?
Well, I suppose it really didn't matter.
Yeah. They probably lost a few toes for liberty.
It is hopeless if you're not willing. In my opinion, there isn't really much hope anywhere else except for here in New Hampshire, and the reason for that is because hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people have already made the move here over the past few years. Thousands are pledged. Over 10,000 have signed that they will make the move to New Hampshire, and we want to get to 20,000. That's the ultimate goal, is to reach 20,000 people who are going to make the move to New Hampshire in order to not just move here, but also get active for liberty once they get here. For me, I'm more than willing to be a little chilly sometime during the year in order to have a chance at actually being free.
But I stay inside when it's cold, where the heater is.
Yeah, we do have heat, so it's not so bad. You guys get snow in Oklahoma, right?
We do a little bit, yeah.
So it does get cold. It does get cold there, too.
Yeah, it snowed where I lived in Sarasota, Florida. It snowed in 1976 and 1989.
No, I don't know why that's relevant.
Well, I'm just pointing out that it's all about the continuum. You know, that the Oklahoma City seemed cold to me, but I decided that it was worth it to me to move up to someplace that was very cold for the ideas of liberty.
Yeah, so here's the question you have to ask yourself, Robert, is if you knew that 20,000 awesome liberty-oriented people we're all moving to the same place in order to get active for liberty and achieving it in their lifetimes, would that be enough of an incentive for you to join them and maybe be a little bit cold for a few months out of the year if you're outside?
Oh yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. Actually, was that deal? Well, actually, once my parents kick the can, I got to stick around because they're getting older. Once they kick the can, tell you what, sign me up for New Hampshire.
All right, well, head over to sign yourself up. You have to do it yourself. Go to freestateproject.org.
Yeah, there's a five-year movement window, and it's not like if it takes 6 years for you to come that we're going to send out the mob to get you.
Yeah, it's just a statement of intent. It's not a contractual agreement or anything like that. There's a lot more detail there, and also go to porkfest.com. 2010.com. We'll tell you more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up. And thanks for the call tonight and the discussion, Robert. We appreciate it. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumiThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumiThinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.